banos milve mekudeshes. Osalasus kain mitnei haramas rivis. Abaye makes three statements. First of all, he distinguishes between mekadesh b'milveh as opposed to mekadesh b'hanoas milveh. Mekadesh b'milveh doesn't work, that's statement number one. Mekadesh b'hanoas milveh does work. But then he adds that even though mekadesh b'hanoas milveh works, the kiddush nachal, but it's also to do that, because there's some haramas ribis, there's like a ribis d'rabbonon involved. The question is how to evaluate his statement. We really have to take his statement one by one. Each part of the statement has to be evaluated independently. So what's his first statement? Mekadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshes. You look at that statement, and at face value, it seems a little bit strange. Why should one not be able to be mekadesh b'milveh? Let's say a woman borrows money from a man. And now comes time for the loan to be paid off. We hold that stam havoah shloshim yom. The normal loan is for 30 days. Comes time to pay up the money, and the husband says, instead of paying me the money, why don't you accept kiddushin? You should be mekudeshes with that chov. I'll be mochel the chov to you, and you should be mekudeshes with that chov. Is the woman getting anything from the man? You betcha. There's a lot of hanah there. Right? There's a lot of hanah. She's benefiting. Now she doesn't have to pay back the money. That's not good enough for kiddushin. That's not good enough for kiddushin. Isaac. Right, is that not good enough for kiddushin? Why not? Hanoah kekasef, schok lefonai, rekod lefonai. If the Baal said... If the Baal said right up front, Isaac. Do that, here. The Baal says, schok lefonai, if the woman says, schok lefonai, you dance before me, and the Baal dances for her, he gives her a hanah, she could be mekudeshes with that hanah. What's the problem here? Why can't she be mekudeshes with the mechila of the milveh? He's giving her something. So, obviously, to answer this question, we have to answer another question. And that is, when Abaye says mekadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshes, what does that mean? What is he really being mekadesh her with? What are the two options here? At least two options. What are the two basic options? That he's either being mekadesh her with the
money of the,
with the money of the mechila. You said a lot there. Yes, right? Let's break that down. Either he's being mekadesh her with the money of the milveh.
Yeah.
Oh, you said the money of the milveh, right? With the mos be'en, or he's being mekadesh her with the mechila sanchov. Those are two totally different things. Either he's being mekadesh with the ma'os, with the money, he lent her money. Maybe she hasn't used up the money. Maybe he lent her the money, then he changed his mind, decides, you know, I'll be mekadesh with the money. Well, let's say he didn't decide that the first day. He lent her the money. It's already 5 days after the loan. She used part of it, but some of it is still remaining, and he wants to be mekadesh with the remaining money, with the ma'os be'en. The ma'os be'en, ma'os that are still, that you can still see. The most that you can see, but not the handwriting on the board. Yeah. I remember to bring a marker. The news marker. Right? Mo's ban. That's one possibility. The other possibility is he's being mekadesh with the mechila sachov. By foregoing, by giving up the chov, he's being mekadesh and saying that hanah that you receive, that I'm being mochel the chov. He doesn't say bahanas milveh. He's being mochel the chov. He says, you should be mekudeshes to me with the mechila sachov. How is he being mekadesh? With what is he being mekadesh? And then we have to evaluate, can it work? Can either one of those cases work? To answer that question, what is the cheftza of the kiddushin, we have to look at a parallel sugya. The sugya on Daf Mem Zayin. That's the sugya that I asked you to see. So if you have a gemara with you, let's all turn to the gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Amarav, hamakadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshes, milveh lo tzadik. So Rav already adds something to Abaye. Rav says, makadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshes, because milveh lo tzadik. Now milveh is given over for spending. Neima ketanoi, hamakadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshes, v'yeshamim mekudeshes, my lab ha'okam b'plugim, the marasavar milveh lo tzadik. No, marasavar milveh lav lo tzadik. Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin actually cites a machlokas tanoim about this. Abaye and Rav are Amoraim. Rav was one of the first Amoraim. In fact, Rav Tana, who polig, sometimes Rav is allowed to argue with the Tanaim. He was at the point of transition. Abai was a little bit later, a couple of generations later. But the Gemara suggests, maybe it's Taka Machlogas Tanoim. The Gemara rejects that. It gives other interpretations of that Machlogas Tanoim. But that's what the Gemara suggests initially. That the question as to whether Mekayesh the Milva is Mekudesh or not is whether Milva Lahotzah Nidna or Milva Lav Lahotzah Nidna. What does that mean? Milva Lav Lahotzah Nidna? How is there a Havamin in the Gemara that Milva is given over not for spending? Is there some other reason why a Malva lends money to a Lova? Why does the Lova want the money? What, because he's having Choshev a guest coming for dinner and he wants to show them that he's wealthy, so he borrows money, he can have, you know, greenbacks on his counter and his buffet? Come on, that's the purpose of a loan? The purpose of a loan is to use it. What does that man da'omer mean? Milva lav lahotzon in it. What, the milva's not given to the lover to use? Come on, it's so difficult. That's so difficult. Well, before we try to answer that question, let's figure out what the other man da'omer means. What does milva lahotzon in it? Milva is given over for usage. What does that mean? So take a look at Rashi there on Daf Mem Zayin. He says like this. Eina Mekudeshes. Why is Mekayesh Milva Eina Mekudeshes? Afilu Yeshna Be'en. Rashi throws in something that's very important, a very important issue. Afilu Yeshna Be'en. Rashi is saying the Machlokes Tanai, whether Mekayesh Milva Mekudeshes or not, Milva Lotzonitna, Milva Lav Lotzonitna, is talking about where the money is Be'en. Where you still have those coins, some of the coins, or all the coins. Manda Amar Milvel Hotzonina holds that even though the Moos HaBe'en Eina Mekudeshes for some reason, because Lahotzonina. Manda Amar Milvel Lav Lahotzonina holds that because the money is still Be'en, you can be Mekadesher with that money. It's Lav Lahotzonina. And this is what the Tosis Rid writes as well. Tosis Rid has some very important comments on that Gemara in the second part. Tosis Rid. This is in the packet, actually. It's not in the Kovetz because it's the second chelik of the Kovetz. Tosis Rid writes, Milvelo, Tzonin, Aperish, High Time, Alo, Itzrich, El Al Milve, De Isa Be'en. The whole Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin is talking about a case with the Moos HaBe'en. You have the money. And that's why I need a Chiddush as to why Mekayesh Milve Zayin and Mekudesh. And the reason is Milvelo, Tzonin. The less of Be'en, if the money is not Be'en, that doesn't exist. She used the money. There's nothing there. She has a chov, but the money is not here. Tepukalem, Yishum, the lesson. Just say the reason why Enim HaKodesh is because he can't be Mekadesh with it. There's nothing there. Less of Be'en. What's he being Mekadesh with? That's the reason. Not Milvelo Tzonitna. Less of Be'en. My Yisrach Lahaytayim Lamemer Milvelo Tzonitna. Elevadai Avagav Yisra Be'en Ka'amar Delo Tzonitna Vishtaka Glokhayoev Lamidi. Rabbi Tosis Rid, Milva Lahotzonitna is talking about that the Moos HaBe'en. There still is some money there. Lahotzonitna tells me what? That Afal gav the Isa Be'en, Lahotzonitna, and therefore he hasn't given her anything. That's why Eina Mekudeshes. If Milva Lav Lahotzonitna, then he has given her something. He hasn't given her something, even though the Ma'os are Be'en. So the Ma'os are Be'en, that's the first point that we have to arrive at. Machlokas Milva Lahotzonin and Milva Lav Lahotzonin is talking about where the Ma'os are Be'en. What is the Machlokas, though? So what taka is the Machlokas? Milva Lahotzonin tells me that even though the Ma'os are Be'en, Lahotzonin, therefore he can't be Makadosh, because he's not giving her anything. Why is he not giving her anything? The Ma'os are Be'en, he's giving her something. Milva Lav Lahotzonitna tells me that he's Taka is giving her something. So that Veya seems to be more mistaber. He's giving her kesef. What could be the problem? So the simple pshat is that the Manda Amar Milva Lahotzonitna holds that even though the kesef is Be'en, who owns that kesef? Who owns the Ma'os after the Lova gets it as a loan? Help me. Who owns that money? The Lova. Who said that? Kiva. The Lova owns it. That's the Pasha pshat. Lotzonitna, it's meant to be used. When the Malva gives it over to the Lova, it's like the Lova owns the money. It's Shalo, it's Shel HaLova. Not only does the Lova have the ability to use it, he has the Zchus Hishtamshus, but it becomes Shalo, even before he's used it. So because it becomes shalom, can you be mekadesh with that money? No, that's like mekadesh with avashen or shalom. Can I be mekadesh with your money? Can I be mekadesh and isha with your money? No, I have to be mekadesh with my money. You can't be mekadesh with avashen or shalom. Lil v'lotzon, it tells you that because it's lehotzon and because the lova has the ability to be mishtamesh in it, we look at it as though it's shalom. It's actually shel halova. The malva didn't. He wasn't makna the money to the lova. He didn't give it b'matana. It's only a milva. The lova has to pay back something. He doesn't have to pay back that money. He doesn't have to pay back those coins. And it tells me, since he doesn't have to pay back those coins, it's meant to be used. We treat it as though the coins really belong to the lova from the time of the loan. And milva lav lahotzon, and it tells me what? What? He can't use the money? No, vada he can use the money. But it's not shalova. It's not shel halova. Lav lahotzon, and it doesn't mean that he can't use the money. Of course he can use the money. He has his chus ishtamshus. He has his chus ishtamshus. But that chus ishtamshus doesn't make it shalom. See if I have a mark. I'm not sure if I have one. But if I have one, I'll then. Okay. I'm not sure if I have one. The machlokas tanoin, the machlokas lotzonin, a lav lotzonin, it could be, how do I look at this money? Is the money actually shel halova immediately? And then the man, the malv is not going to be able to be mekadesh the woman because he's being mekadesh b'dov shen shalom. What do I say? That the lova has a schus ishtamshus, but he doesn't actually own the money yet. It's not shalom. So if it's not shalom, then maybe the baal, the malva, the man, is going to be able to be mekadesh the woman with that money. Maybe that's the machlokas. That's how the Tosus Rid understood the machlokas. The Tosus Rid in the next Dibra Matzah, there on Memzai. In the second part of that Tosus Rid. Hanochem ve'enai lefarish kach. Mar sover lor minan milva lotzon itna. Alpha pishu be'en ain't a shalom. Look at those words. Underline those two words. Ain't a shalom. Even though it's be'en, it's not his. He has his chus ishtamshus, but that doesn't make it shalom. V'nim tzeh shalom nasan l'klum. It turns out he gave her nothing. Milva lavlo tzon itna. Oh, shkoyah. Thank you very much. Milva lavlo tzon itna. That means that not shalom. He just has a schus ishtamshus, but it's not shalom. The lova can use the money, but whose money is it? It belongs to the malva until it's used. He has the ability to use it. Once he uses it, it doesn't belong to the malva. You can't say that, well, even though it changed hands, it still belongs to the malva. But until the lova uses it, it still does belong to the malva. So even though the lova has a schus ishtamshus, but it's still the malva's money, that's why he can be mekadesh the woman with that money. If you hold milva lav lotzon nitna, that means that even though of course he can use the money, lav lotzon nitna doesn't mean he can't use the money. Of course he can use the money. But it's still shalom until he uses the money. Lav lotzon nitna just means that we don't look at it as though it's already used. Until he uses the money, it's still shel hamalva. And if it's still shel hamalva, then the malva can be mekadesh and issue that money. That's how the Tosus Rid learns. Yeah?
Why is the Tosus Rid add the word mechila?
Okay.
Why does the Tosus Rid add the word mechila? At the end of that last line? Since he's mochel, why does he have to be mochel? Why can't he just...
Not really mechila, he's really giving her the kesef ben. He's mochel, the achrayas that she has to give back the kesef ben. It's like a mechila. He's not actually giving her something because it's not an asina from his hand to her hand, so that's why he calls it mechila, but it's really giving her something. It means he's saying it can stay in her hand, but that's called giving her something because that kesef is still shalom. He's really comparing this to a pikadon. You know, a pikadon, even if it's in the rishus of the shomer, it's in the physical bias of the shomer, but it still belongs to the mafkid. So no one would say that if a man is mafkid a pikadon, mafkid a Maf gets some money by the woman, and then he wants to be mekadesher, that he can't be mekadesher. He's giving her the money, but you wouldn't call that a mechila because the shomer doesn't even have the ability to use it. The reason why he calls this a mechila is because since this is a milva and the lova has the ability to use it, she has some kind of a connection to it. It is birshusa, so to speak, right? It is, she has a zchus ishtamshus. That's why he says he's mochel v'chiyuv to give back the money.
So is he being Makadish with the money or being Makadish with being Mokhal?
He's being Makadish with the money. That's Bipshuta, what the Tosis here is talking about. As he says, the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin is talking about with the Mos at the end. Poshup Shad is he's being Makadish with the money, not with the Mechilas HaChov. Okay. This idea that the Milvel HaTzonim means that the money already doesn't belong to the Malveh, this was already borne out by some of the Rishonim in our Sugya. Look at the Tosis HaRosh. Tosis HaRosh back in our Sugya already mentions this idea of the Tosis Rit. HaMakadosh B'milveh Eina Mekudeshes K'sha'omer Lo Hizkat Sheli B'milveh Sh'at Chayeves Li Da'filu Hilvola Hamos Miyad V'Adayin Heim Be'en Biyada. Also, the Rosh says Adayin Heim Be'en Biyada. The Rosh is learning our Sugya to be talking about a case with the Mos are Adayin Be'en. At least the Tosis HaRosh is learning the Sugya that way. You see, the Rosh might be a nuance of difference from the Tosis HaRosh, but that's how the Tosis HaRosh is learning Be'en. He's learning the Sugyas to be the same. The parallel Sugyas are really talking about the same case where he's Mekadosh with Mos Be'en. Zok the Rosh Adayin heim be'en biyada. Hani mos didonin hu. Hani mos didonin hu. Listen to those words. Didonin hu. They belong to her. To whom? To the malva, the lova, to whom? Milva lahotzonin. That means didonin hu. They belong to the lova. They belong to the woman. The milva lahotzonin hu. Nitna velo yoev lamidi. He's not giving her anything. Says the Rosh. Milva lahotzonin. Then the money already belongs to the lova. It's shel halova. And that's why he can't be Mekadosh with that money, because it's like Mekadosh B'davar She'eino Shamar. That's how the Tosis HaRosh is learning Chabad. Like the Tosis HaRid learned Rav, same idea. That's the way the Ritva learns as well, presumably. Look at the Ritva. Ritva has a long dissertation here, which we're going to get back to in greater detail. He invokes this Gemara of Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, and Orev, all Gemaras that we've spoken about in the Peir Zman. Get back to it in Mitzvah Hashem. Hanoa Kekesef, this is a world-famous Ritva. He defines that Hanoa Kekesef b'chol makom. You might think Kiddushay Kesef means Kesef, you got to give her money. So after Ritva, no, Hanoa is also Kekesef. Has a din of Kesef. If he's Mekadosh with Hanoa, then she'll be Mekadosh with that. That's Taka Hanoa Smilva. He's Mekadosh with Hanoa. So why is Mekadosh b'milveh eina mekudeshes? Abaye says Mekadosh b'milveh eina mekudeshes. What's that tumat? Not b'hanoas milveh. What's that tumat? Dr. Ritva, alahocha shekid shebegufa milveh eina mekudeshes. Here he's Mekadosh begufa milveh. What does that mean, begufa milveh? Be careful. We know there are different possibilities here, right? Mekadosh begufa mos, with the mechila sachov. What's going on here? So the Ritva tells you. Shekitcha beguf ha-milveh ena makudesh, shein daito elo lekadish beguf ha-milveh, velo bahano ha-magil lo achshav shenefteres mimenu. Still hasn't said the magic words. The kevan de daite azuzi. Havale makadish bedava shena shalom. Daite azuzi. The Ritva reveals that he thinks Abai is talking about being makadish with the guf ha-milveh. Daite azuzi. He's thinking about the money. The money. Milva lahotzonin of ein lamalva baklum. Mekadosh b'milva ein mekudesh. It's milva lahotzonin. It's eino shalo. It's eino shel hamalva because it's already shel halova. Even if the mos is still be'en, it's shel halova. It's shel halova and daite azuze. It's not b'hanoas milva. It's b'milva. So daite azuze. Not with the hanoa that she's gaining that now she doesn't have to pay back. But daite azuze is mekadosh with the mos. So because you've been Mekadosh the most, Eina Mekudeshes, because it's Eino Shalom, it's a Dover Sheino Shalom. This is how the Rosh and the Ritva seem to be learning. And that's exactly what the Tosis Rit said. Right? That was the Loshen of the Tosis Rit. Let's see that again. You've got to read that all together. Milva lahotzonino would mean that even though it's be'en, it's not shelo, and therefore he didn't give her anything. Ella, the man da amar milva lav lahotzonino, kevan shi be'en, umach lo lo, en lachanasinas kesef gedol mizu. That's how you read the Ritva. Lahotzonino would mean that it's eno shelo, lav lahotzonino means it's still shelo. Shel whom? Shel hamalve. The most that belongs to the malve. The lova just has the ability to use them. That's why the malve can be mekadesh. That's the machlokes tanam that the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin quotes. This is one way to look at the sugi. That milva lahotzon, and it tells me that once the malva gives the money to the lover to use, it doesn't belong to the malva anymore. Even if the malva is still be'en, they don't belong to the malva. But if you look carefully at Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin, you get a little bit of a different impression. What does Rashi say? Lahotzon nitna. Halove rashai lahotzia bahotza, ve'enu chayv lahamida be'iska, shetei mitzuya b'chol eis shiyitfa'enu. Milva lahotzon nitna means that the lover is allowed to use the money. Milva lahotzon nitna means, pshutuka mashma, what you thought the words meant. That the lover can use the money. What would be the option, the other option? Not that he can't use the money, but sort of that he can't use the money. He can't use the money up. He has to be mamanit be'iska. He has to make an investment, buy something, that will make some kind of a profit, and then he'll be able to pay back the money with the profit that the item makes. Buy some chickens, right? The chickens lay eggs, and then he can make some money. Buy some real estate. We don't live in, right? We don't live in an agricultural environment, so we can't relate to such an example, right? Buy, I don't know, some real estate, big real estate, small real estate, very small real estate, whatever it is. And the real estate goes up in value, so then he can pay back the malva with the money that he gets from the investment. So milva lav lahotzon nitna means he can't use the money up. He has to be mamid b'iska. Milva lahotzon nitna tells me that he doesn't have to buy an iska. He can actually use the money up. That's how Rashi learns. So Rashi seems to learn. He doesn't have to be mamid b'iska. What does that mean? How do we understand that shita? Rashi says, milva lav lahotzon nitna means that he has to be mamre be'iska. Lahotzon nitna means he can use it up. Lav lahotzon nitna means that he has to buy an investment, buy something that's going to make money, and he'll be able to pay back the malva. But he can't use a loan the way we think he could use a loan, to actually use up the money and then somehow work and get the money, make enough money to pay back the malva. No, lav lahotzon nitna, he can't use it up. Strange idea. So strange that the Tosas Rid says it's Rachok Min Adas. Because I don't understand how Rashi could interpret that way. That's the beginning of that Tosas Rid that we read. Shapir Shamore Shalonitna Lahotzia Bahotzah Ella Lahamida Be'iskash Nemitzuya Bechal Eish Shetitfa'enu. Eino Nimalisha. That was a Rachok Hu Min Hadas. That can't be. What, anyone says that the Lova can't use up the money? He has to invest it? Buy something so that he should invest it. It should stick around so that the malva will have something to collect if he wants to be tover the lova. That's what lav lahotzon nitna means. Come on. Does anyone say that a lova can't use up the money and somehow find other monies to pay back the malva? How can that be? So Zot HaTosis Rid, I think it's the wrong shot. I think the whole machlokes is whether the milva is shela malva, even when the lova... Even when the Moses is still be'en, well, no, do we say that it's not shel hamalva when the Moses are still be'en, right? Do we say lahotzon nitna that since he has the ability to use it, it's not shel hamalva? Well, no, as long as the Moses are be'en, it is shel hamalva. But this pshat of Rashi, Zot HaTosis Rid, is difficult. Lahotzon nitna means that the lova can use it up. Lav lahotzon nitna means he can't use it up. He has to be mamid be'iska. He's not allowed to use the money in a way that he sees fit to use it up and then get back all the money. How can that be? To make an iska? To get an iska? What kind of a strange idea is that? Why does Rashi learn this way? What compelled Rashi to say that milva lav lahotzon nitna means that taka de lova can't use the money up? He has to be mamid be'iska. I mean, of course, the purpose of borrowing the match is to put it on your dining room table. It's to use it to make money. But he can't use it up. He has to invest it. He's ochel peiros. Right, he gets the payrus, and ultimately he's going to have to give back some money to the malva, but the purpose of getting the iska so that the malva will always have something available to be tovei. What does Rashi mean? Why does Rashi learn such a pshat? And what does Rashi mean when he says that the malva, because there's an iska now, the malva will be able to be tovei the lova whenever he wants? Is that really true? The malva can be tovei the halva whenever he wants? It's not true. Stam halva shloshim yom, he has to wait 30 days. So what is Rashi talking about? Why should milva lav lahotzon nitna mean that he can't use up the money? He has to be mamanit be'iska, question number one. And question number two, what does it mean that it should be available so that the malva can be tover, he can demand it from the lova whenever he wants? You can't just demand the money from the lova, you got to wait your time. You got to wait your turn until the 30 days have elapsed before you can get the money back. What is Rashi saying? So to better explain the Rashi, we have to continue the Rashi. Right? The difficulty that we pointed out in Rashi was in the Manda Amar, Milva Lav Lahotsanina. But the Rashi also explains, what does Milva Lahotsanina mean? He continues. Right? Rashi actually is explaining that Shita. It's the Diuk from Rashi that led the Tosus Rid to his Kashas on Rashi. Rashi is saying that Milva Lahotsanina doesn't mean that you have to be Mamet Be'iska, as he said the Tosus Rid. The implication of Rashi is that Milva Lav Lahotsanina means you have to be Mamet Be'iska. So Rashi is not explaining that Shita, he's explaining really Milva Lahotsanina. So what did Rashi say? Because you don't have to be Mamed Be'iska Lamanda Amar Milva Lahotsanina, Kaven the Lahotsanina, Havi Lakidida Velo Yohev Lamidi. Why is it Eina Mekudeshes? Milva Lahotsanina. You can use it. Kaven the Lahotsanina, Havi Lakidida Velo Yohev Lamidi. What's the difference between this Rashi and everything we've been saying till now? Gosh, the Ritva, the Tosus Rid. What is Rashi yet? Lachori is saying exactly the same thing as everyone else. Milva lahotzonina means that once the malva gives the money to the lova, it's not shel ha-malva. It's shel ha-lova. Isn't that what he's saying? Kevan de lahotzonina havi lakidida v'lo yohav lamidi. Sounds like he's saying the same thing as everyone else. The Rosh, the Ritva, the Rid. What's the difference? One word.
Rashi is saying the Mahokin is over how to define Baalim.
Better. One word difference in Rashi. Kidido, exactly. What's your name again? I forgot.
Daniel.
Daniel Wolf. Excellent, exactly. Kidido. He doesn't say didoha. Look at the Rosh again. Look at the Rosh. You got to compare the language. There's the Rosh. Afilu hilva lohamos miyad v'adayin heim be'enbiyo the hanimos didoh ninu. Didoh ninu. They belong to her. Shalom. Milva lahotzanin, according to Rashi, shalom. The Ritva said that too, because he said, Mekadesh bedover she'eno shalom. Mekadesh bedover she'eno shalom, said the Ritva. Kevan de daite azuzi havale mekadesh bedover she'eno shalom. The milva lahotzanin, ve'ein lamalva baklum. Ein lamalva baklum. It's shel halove. The Ritva and the Rosh clearly hold it's shel halove. Rashi doesn't quite say that. He says, it's kidida. Kevada lahotzon in the habila kidida. I know what you're thinking. Come on. Kidida. Kidida. That's dida, right? No. But it's not. It's a little different. Kidida is not the same as dida. It's like dida. It's like it's hers. But it's not really hers according to Rashi. Rashi doesn't say dida havu. If he really meant it, he would have said dida havu. What he means to say that Milva Lahotzanitna tells me that because the Lova has a Zchus Hishtamshus, he's like a Bailim. He's not a full Bailim. It's not Shalom. But what is it? What's another Lushan for Bailis that we have? Not Shalom, but it's Bishus. Bailis is really composed of two elements. There's Shalom and there's Bishusa. Normally the same person has both. Shalom means he's the owner. Bershuso means he's in control. Shalom and Bershuso. Sometimes we split. Sometimes there could be an item that's Shalom, but it's not Bershuso. Let's say Reuven steals money from Shimon. Let's say he steals an object from Shimon. Does the object belong to Shimon? It still belongs to him. It's a stolen object. It belongs to Shimon. There's a chi of hashava to bring it back to the owner. Obviously, he's still the owner. If he's not the owner, why would I have to give back to him? He's still the owner. But it's not Bershusa. If he wants to be makdish the item, then could he be makdish it? Could he give it to Hegdish? Could he sell it? No, it's not Bershusa. It's not under his control. There's Shalom and there's Bershusa. Shalom means you're the owner. Bershusa means it's in your control. Rashi might be saying that since the lova has his chus ishtamshus to use the money and to use it up, lamanda amar milva lahotzanina, it might not be shalom, but it is bershusa. It's bershusa. It's not bershusa the malva anymore. It's not under the control of the malva because he can't determine how the money is used. The lova can determine that. So even if the money still is shel hamalva, it's not bershusa malva. It's not bershusa malva. That's the key nakud over here. Milva lahotzanina means that the lova has his chus ishtamshus. So therefore, it's not Bershus Alveh. And that's takawai. You can't be Makadish and Isha with it. You don't have to say Makadish B'dov Hashem or Shalom to explain why you can't be Makadish and Isha. It's enough to say that it's not Bershuso to explain why you can't be Makadish and Isha. Because ain't Adam Makna Dov Hashem Bershuso either. Rashi's not learning that Milvah L'Hotzah Nitna means that once the Malveh gives money to the Loveh, it's not Shel HaMalveh. No, the money is Shel HaMalveh, but that's irrelevant to us here. We don't need that. We don't have to go that far. It's Shel HaMalveh, but it's not Bershus HaMalveh, because it's Bershus HaLoveh, since the Loveh has his Chus Ishtamshus. So it's Bershus HaLoveh. This seems to be what the Riyah Zokin and Daf Mem Zayin alludes to. Take a look on the side of the Gemara at the Riyah Zokin. He says, "My lab b'ha pligi shehil ve'osa ba'ot she'amos ve'en ve'lo hotzia im omer lahiskanchi v'milva she'yesh li etzleich eina mekudeshes l'manda omer milva lahotza nina." The Lamoti Hano Lyoda, why does she not get Hano? She's not getting anything new. No kesef here. Why? Because he's giving her a Davar Sheino Shelo? He doesn't say that. He says, Shehare Biyodo Lahotzien Ve'eno Yoko Lachzeva. Biyodo Lahotzien, the Lova can use it, and the Malva can't be Chozeva. He gave her a loan. No discussion that it's not Shel HaMalva. Mekadosh B'Davar Sheino Shelo. No, the problem is, she has the ability to use them. It's Bishusa. It's not Bishusa Malveh, it's Bishusa Loveh. That's the problem over here. Not that it's Shel HaLoveh, it's Bishusa Loveh. So the Malveh is missing something in his bailus. He's not missing the Shelo. It's Shelo. The Mosdil are his until the Loveh uses them, but it's not Bishusa anymore. So it's not Bishusa that he can't be Mekadesh a woman with the money. This is what the Me'iri in our Sugya alludes to as well, and he says the words. If you read the Me'iri carefully, he says this mamish black and white. Sometimes if you just look at the Rishonim and the Sugya, you know, if you look at them in a haphazard way, you say to yourself, oh, they're all saying the same thing. Okay, Vaita. You gotta stop for a moment. Because they're not always saying the same thing. There are nuances of difference. That's what we're here for. There are nuances of difference in the Rishonim. You have to be sensitive to the words. What does the Me'iri say in our Sugya? Hamakayish b'milva ena makudeshes ritzon aloma shem ha'isa hi chayeves lo dinner ta'amar lo harei makudeshes li ba'oso dinner shav chayeves li nochamol. Me'iri is learning he's makadosh b'ikar amos. We'll see. Not everyone says that, but that's how many of the Rishonim are saying. Ena makudeshes shem milva lahotzah nitna v'ari b'shas kiddushin ein kam lahaknos atzma v'afilu ha'isa be'en mikol mokom ein kam dover b'shuso sheyehinosin lo achshav. The man is not giving her anything. Why? Even if it's Be'en, he's not giving her anything. Why? So if you would ask me, I'd say, because it's not Shelo anymore. It's Shel HaLoveh. That's not what the Me'iri says. He says, Afilu Oysa Be'en Mikomokom Ein Kan Dover Birshuso. Those are magical words. Ein Kan Dover Birshuso. Me'iri is the Mara D'Shmaitz of this approach. He says it Beferish. You don't have to read between the lines. It's in the line. Ein kandor b'shuso. There's nothing in the reshus of the man. The maos, they're be'en, but they're not b'shuso. Why they're not b'shuso? They belong to him. What's that? They're not b'shuso because the lova has his kus hishtamshus. He has an ability to use the money. It's not cool b'shus ha'malveh. That's why he can't be mekadesh and isha with that money. What emerges is that we have a major machlokes rishon. Does milva lahotzah nitna mean that once the money is given over to the lova, it's not shel ha'malveh? Or do we say, no, it's still a Shel HaMalveh as long as the money is be'en? As long as the money is be'en? If the Lova uses it, obviously it's not Shel HaMalveh. But as long as the money is be'en, it's still Shel HaMalveh, but it's not Bershus HaMalveh. Because the Lova has its Chus Ishtamshus, he has an ability to use the money. So it's not called Bershus HaMalveh. If it's not Bershus HaMalveh, he can't be Mekadesh and Isha with that money, because what's he giving her? She has the ability to use it before. He's not giving her any more ability to use it, because she already had that. If it's not Shel HaMalveh, obviously he can't be Mekadesh because he's Mekadesh B'Dover Shem Shalom. But if it is Shalom, just not Bershus, so you think, well, he's Mekadesh B'Dover Shalom. So what could be the problem? The answer is not giving her anything new because she already has the Chus Hishtamshus. So He didn't accomplish anything, so that's why she's anima kodeshes. That's why she's anima kodeshes. Now, at first glance, you'd think that this is just semantics. Like, what does it matter? Is milva lahotzah nitna that it's not shel hamalva, it's not rishus hamalva? I mean, does this really matter? It's just semantics. He doesn't have a full bialis, so like, what does it really matter? Is there a nafgamina? Can I prove to you that Rashi really holds that milva lahotzah nitna means it's shelo but not rishuso? Is there a nafgamina involved? The answer is yes. There actually are several issues that might hinge on this question, but first let's deal with your questions. Akiva.
Doesn't Rashi really tell us that the whole issue of Shiloh is from Gomer Kiva Kiva? You never mention any problem with
I don't know what you mean about being Shiloh. What you're referring to is the Rashi on Vav Amidbeis? Not the issue of Shiloh, but Enam HaKadeshes. Not Kai Shiloh, Enam HaKadeshes. Rashi says,
because
it's Kai Shiloh. Oh, we're going to have to pedal back to the Rashi. Once I prove to you that Rashi says what I'm telling you he's saying, then we have to pedal back to the Rashi, and I'll prove to you in that Rashi too. You'll see. I'll prove it in that Rashi also. But I like the Kash. It's an excellent question. We're going to get back to it. Another hint. Yes.
How is it the side of it being Rishus the Malva always and only the Rishus and the Lova help?
Shel HaMalva, but Rishus HaLova. Shel HaMalva. Yeah.
How does that help understand Rashi's side of that?
Because that's exactly what Rashi is saying. Rashi says that if Milva Lahotzah Nitna HaMakash Milva Enam HaKodeshes, why? Not because the Dohavu. Not because it's hers and it's not Shel HaMalva, but rather, even though it's Shel HaMalva, it's Kidida. Thank you for asking that question, because we really have to get back to this Rashi. What does Kidida mean? Kidida means it's Birshusa, it's not Shelah. It's like Shelah because she has a partial bialis. She has usage of it already. That's what Kidida means. It's not Dida, not like the Rosh and the Ritva. Right? It's really Shel HaMalva. But it's kidida because it's birshus halova. He has the ability to use it. She has the ability to use it. So the baal is not giving her anything new. That's why she's anima kodeshes. Yes.
But how the hell with the lav nida when we said that Rashi, we had a couple questions on Rashi when he said you can get for a prophet. It wasn't like he had like different shots and those.
I'm going to get back to the prophet in a minute. Just 1 second. What's enough gemina? What's enough gemina whether we say that the mos are still shel hamalva or they're only. No, that the Mos are not Shel HaMalva, or that they are Shel HaMalva, they're not Birshus. So what's it, what is it, Matt? Rabbi Shechter once pointed out in the Chabur in the Koyl many years ago. He pointed to a Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat in Simenayim Bey, Sif Lamed Ches, as a machlokes with the Ramah in the following case. What do you think about this case? Let's say there's a Yisroel, a Jew, who lends a Goy money. Lends a Goy money. Well, lend him an object, whatever it is, right? But let's say it's money, right? He can lend anything to the guy. The Jew lends money to the guy, and the guy drops the money, and another Yisrael finds it. Okay. So, the Jew Reuven lends money to John, and then John drops it, and then Shimon picks it up. Does Shimon have to return the money, or not? Is this called Avedas Yisrael, or is this Avedas Akum? Avedas Akum, Shelo B'Mokom Kiddush Hashem. In a case of Kiddush Hashem, where, you know, if you return it with a big black yarmulke, and you say, hi, I'd like to return this, I saw this fell from you. Hi, if you even, right? If it's clear that there's a Kiddush Hashem, there will be a Kiddush Hashem from the returning, so then it's a nice thing to do. That's the Gemara Bava Kama. But if Kiddush Hashem is not an option over here, so then Avedas Akum, technically, one is allowed to keep. Avedas Yisrael, of course, the person has to return. What is this? Is this an Avedas Yisrael or is this Avedas Akum? Comes the Mechaber in the packet. Comes the Mechaber, what does he say? Akum Shehilvili Yisrael. Just 1 second. Yesh Misha Omer, the Huadin Lemoz Shehilvili Yisrael Akum. Shehilvili Yisrael Akum. Al Mashkom, Benoflu Hamoz Meha Akum Mitzom Yisrael. Yaxili Yisrael. It says the Mechaber that if the Yisrael lends a guy money and it drops, he should return it to Yisrael. It's an Avedas Yisrael. Says the Ramah, Veli Nireh, De Bemos, Hem Shel Hamotze, De Mos Lehotzah Nitnu, Kfar Yotzu Lagami Mershus HaNose. Says the Ramah, I don't think so. I think they're shel hamotzei. It's an avedas akum. You don't have to return it. Avedas akum. Why? Mos lahotza nitnu ukfar yotzu legamri mershus hanosei. Lahotza nitnu ukfar yotzu legamri mershus hanosei. What's the Ramah saying, and what does the Mechaber argue? Zot Rabbi Shechter, the Chorah, the Mechaber and Ramah are arguing about this very point. Does Milva Lahotza Nitna tell me that once the Mava gives money to the Lova, Kfar Yotzu Mershuso Legarmi, it's Shel Halova? It's not Shel Hamalva anymore, it's Shel Halova? If it's Shel Halova, then whose Aveda is this? It's the guy's Aveda. Right? Because once he... Since he's the lover, once he borrowed the money is his. If the money is his, Avedas Akum, that you don't have to return. What does the Mechaber think? The Mechaber feels that Milva Lahotzan, it doesn't tell me that it's Shel Halova. It just means he can use the money. It's Peshusa, but it's not Shelo. It's still Shel HaMalva. It's Shel HaMalva, but it's Peshusa Halova. If it's Shel HaMalva, it's Avedas Yisrael. And then you are going to be Mechaber to return it to the Yisrael. Nafgamina between these approaches. Do we say that the money actually becomes shel halova? It's not shel halova. It's only bershus halova. So the way that we're explaining Rashi, Rashi is going to be like the Mechaber. Milva lahotzanina means it's still shel hamalva, but it's kidida. It's shel hamalva, but because it's bershus halova, he has the ability to use it. It's kidida in the sense that the malva, that the Baal is not giving anything extra because the woman already had the ability to use it. So that's why you can't be Mekadesh. Rashi is learning, like the Mechaber, that the money never becomes Shel Halova. It's only Bershus Halova. So if it's not Shel Halova, then this is Avedas Yisrael, and you'll be Mechuyev to return the other. I saw a hand up before. Not only do I think that Rashi is going to like the Mechaber, but I'll prove it to you. Rashi says this beferish. Yes, question.
The Tzara Rashi says that he can be Kaveh
when he wants. What?
The Tzara Rashi says that he can be Kaveh
when he wants. Get back to it in just a moment. All right, I'm going to get that. Let me just finish one more point. Did someone bring a Gemara above Metzia to Shir? The Gemara above Metzia talks a lot about Shavuos at the beginning of the Masechta. We know that there are Shavuos D'Oraisa and Shavuos D'Rabbanan. What's the classical case of Shavuos D'Oraisa? Thank you very much. Moda b'miktza satayim, right? Reuven, such an interesting Gemara. I've never seen a Gemara with Nazir and Bav Mitzi in the same volume. Half of Noshim and half of Nazir. Interesting. Okay. Moda b'miktza. Reuven claims that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon agrees, partially. He says, I owe you only 50. What's it then? So he has to pay back 50, but the Hodah B'miktzas is Mechayev Shvuah on the rest. Minat Torah, Kovar Bakol is Potter completely. If you deny everything, Minat Torah, there's no need to have a Shvuah. Midirabbanan, Chazal said, even if you deny something, you say, Reuven comes to Ben and says, Shimon owes him $100. He says, absolutely nothing. He's lying. The din is minat Torah yipoter, midrabbanan, and you have to take what's called a shavuas heses. Heses, that the chachamim pushed on you a shavuah. But if you're modeh b'miktzas, then even on a deraisa level, you have to take a shavuah. On the part that you're kofer. You're modeh, so the hodah creates a chi of shavuah on the part that you're kofer. That's the din of modeh b'miktzas. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia addresses somewhat more complicated cases about modeh. Reb Chiya has two very famous statements at the beginning of Amos here. Reb Chiya Kamaisa and Reb Chiya Basraisa. The first Reb Chiya and the second Reb Chiya. Two very, very famous sugis. Reb Chiya Basraisa is the sugit Helach. That's what it's about. It sounds very complicated. It's really very straightforward. It's not so complicated. Helach. Helach just means, and here they are. What does that mean? Reuven demands from Shimon that he owes him $100. And Shimon says, Moda b'miktzas, I say, right? Shimon says, I only owe you 50. And here you are. Does that change anything? Does that exempt him from the shvuah or not? If you would have asked me, I'd say, well, Moda b'miktzas atayin is chayav shvuah. You admitted to have it, so raglayim ladova, right? It's his taina sounds pretty good. You know, he demanded $100. You admitted to 50. So, stama. You know, there's what to be choshesh for. Maybe you really owe him the other 52, so take a shavua. Rav Sheisha says that Halach is potter. Rav Priya holds that Halach is chayv. Even if you say Halach doesn't change anything, Rav Priya says. That's Rav Priya Basrais. Even if you say, yeah, you're right, I do owe you 50. No, I got the 100, I owe you 50, and here they are. So if Rav Priya, that doesn't change anything. He's still chayv shavua. Comes Rav Sheisha and says, no. If you say, if you're moda b'miktas, and you say Halach, then you're not chayv shavua on the rest. That's the Gemara in Bav Metzian Bav Dawin. Sheisha Samar, Halach Potter, my timer. Kevin the Amalei Halach, Hani Zuzi the Kamodi the Gavayu, Commander Noked Lahu Malve Domi. Once you say Halach, it's as if the Malve is holding on to the money already. It's as if you paid back that money. So we don't look at that money anymore. That's not part of the court case. It's not part of the Din Torah. Be'ina chamishim holomodi. Hilkach leka hodas miktas hataim. Zokter of Sheishes, if you say Halach, there's no chiyuv shvua. Why? The chiyuv shvua is only if I admitted to part of it and that part still exists. If I admitted to part of it, so that creates some raglayim ledover that the taina of the tovah is a good taina, so I have to take a shvua on the kfira. But if I admitted to it and I said Halach, it's as if that part doesn't exist. It's wiped off. The slate of that half is gone. So what do I have here? I have a kofar bakol. Minat Torah, kofar bakol is potter. There's no shvur. Halach Rav Sheishes holds wipes off the taina of that money completely. Because it's as if it's paid up. I mean, certainly if I gave back the money, he would say that there's nothing to talk about. Chorah, everyone would say there's nothing to talk about. Halach means that you're saying, here it is. It's there. You can take it. And Halach changes everything. Comes Rashi in Bav Metzia and has an eye-opening comment. He says, V'Halach, lo hotzeisim, I haven't used the money, V'hein sholcha b'chol makom shehen, and they yours wherever they are. That's Rashi. What does Halach mean? Lo hotzeisim, I haven't used them, V'hein sholcha b'chol makom shehen, and they belong to you wherever they are. What's the case that Rashi is applying Halach to? Milva, clearly. Lo hotzeisim. He can't be talking about a bikkudah. You don't have a right to use a bikkudah. Shomer just holds on to the bikkudah. Milva, you have a right to use. One could have said that the concept of halach only makes sense by a bikkudah. The bikkudah always belongs to the mafkid. So if the Shomer is willing to give back the Pekadon to the Mafkid, it's Shalom, it's Birshuso. It's in the physical bias, it's in the physical property of the Shomer, but so what? It belongs to the Malv, it belongs to the Mafkid. So once he says Halach, it belongs to the Mafkid immediately. That's wiped off the slate completely. So there's only a Kofar Bakol, there's no Hodah. Right? You have, he says, you owe me 100 outs. There's a hodah in half, a kfira in the other half, but hodah plus halach. He says, you can take it. You can take it. It's yours, wherever it is. So by pikadon, I can hear. Once he says halach, who does that pikadon belong to once he says halach? It belongs completely to the mafkid. Until he says halach, if he were to deny that pikadon, deny the pikadon, it still belongs to the mafkid, but it's not brishu, so he can't get to it. Once he says Halach, then it belongs to the mafkid. He can get it. Now it's Bershuso. Belongs to the mafkid. But Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says lo hotzeis. Rashi implies that the concept of Halach applies even by milva. I borrowed money. Right? Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Then Shimon demands the money. And Reuven says, I didn't borrow 100. Shimon demands $100 from him. I lent you $100. Where are they? And Reuven says, no, it's only 50. And here they are. Right? Not here they are that he's giving him the money. He says, lo hotzeisim v'hein sholcha b'chol makom shehen. Let's get the case clear. He doesn't present him with the money. He says, no, I didn't use them, and they are yours, wherever they are. They're in my property, they're yours, and I'll give them to you. Zokter of Sheishes, He's not chayiv a shvu on the kfira. Because once he says Halech, even by milva, says Rashi, harehin shocha b'chol makom shehen. They belong to you wherever they are. Comes the Gura, Hagolos Hagura on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and quotes that the Ram disagrees and says Halech doesn't apply by milva. It can apply by pikadon, but not by milva. How can Halech apply by milva? Aval haran cholek al zedekos of the milva lahotzah nitna. Dafka b'pikadon, I didn't care. Zok the Ram. Milva lahotzah nitna tells me that you can't make this statement. Lo hotzeisim v'hen sholcha b'chamokam shem. I haven't used them, and therefore they belong to you wherever they are. They belong to you wherever they are. The mosa be'en, and they belong to you wherever they are. That concept doesn't apply by milva. Pikadon it applies to. But it doesn't apply by milva. Rashi says that Halech, Rav Sheshe holds that Halech is potter, even by milva. The Ran says, no, Halech is only potter by pikadon. What's the machlokes, what are they talking about? What's the difference? The answer clearly is they're arguing about this concept. What's the nature of milva? Does milva lahotzah nitna tell me that once the malva gives over the money to the lova, he lends money to the lova, it doesn't belong to the malva at all? What do we say now? Milva lahotzah nitna means it still belongs to the malva, but it's not bershusa. The lova has the ability to use it, it's not bershusa malva. What's the difference? What does it matter? It's obvious. Because the statement of Halech, what does the statement of Halech accomplish? Let's try to evaluate what that statement is accomplishing. Until the Nitba says Halech, who's in control of this item, of this money? The Nitba. He refuses to give it back, so he's in control. What does Halech do? Halech makes the Tovea in control. Now the Tovea can get it because he's willing to give it up. If something is not shel ha-toveh, something doesn't belong to the toveh, it's not his. How can Halech make it his? You can't transfer ownership, actual ownership, just by saying, I will give it to you, I'm willing to give it to you. If it's not shelo, it's not shelo. You have to do a haknoi, you have to do a nesina. All that Halech can do, all that Halech can accomplish, is that it makes something which is not birshuso into birshuso. It wasn't under the person's control, now it is under the person's control. Zok Rashi, milva lahotzah nitna means what? Help me now. Milva lahotzah nitna, according to Rashi, means what? It always was shelo, it's shel hamalve, it's just not birshuso. So comes Halech and says, lahotzeisim, v'hein shelcha b'chol makom shehein. It's a statement of fact. Hein shelcha. Even though I have the money, it always was shelcha, it's just not birshuscha. But now that I agreed to give it back, now it's completely yours. Now it's not only shelo, it's even birshuso. That's not moda b'miktas. Right? Moda b'miktas means I was moda, but that hodah still exists. I haven't... That money is part of the court case. But if I say Halech on a milva, Rashi holds, you completely removed that taina. Because the money always was shelo. And now it can even be birshuso. Lahotzeisim v'hein shelcha b'chol makom shehein. He says it b'feirush. That means that now that I've given back the birshuso to you, you have everything. It's shalcha. It's birshusha. So that taina is completely nostalgic. That's why there's no chiyuv of modav. It makes sense. Because we don't look at that hodah. The Ran says, no, milva lahotzah nitna, and it doesn't mean it's still shel hamalve. It's just not birshusha. Milva lahotzah nitna, that means what? It's not shel hamalve at all. It's shel halove. And that's why the Ran says, Halech's not going to help you. What does Halech do? You express that you want to give it back, but it's not shel hamalve. Why was it not shel hamalve? Because the malve gave it to the lova. So until you actually give it back physically, it's shel halove. So Halech doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. It's not misalik that taina. Because all Halech can do is make something that's not birshuso into birshuso, but it can't change the shelo. The Ran says milva lahotzah nitna doesn't mean just that it's not b'shuso. It's eino shelo, shel hamalve, it's shel halove. If it's shel halove, then Halech is not going to make it shel hamalve. It can't make it shel hamalve if he actually gives it back. Rashi says, no, it always was shel hamalve. It never changed. It just wasn't b'shuso. says the problem was it wasn't Birshus, so then Halach actually makes it Birshus HaMalva, and that's why it can be Masalik Bataina, and he's going to be Potter from Mishul. So these are two nafkamina to this Shaila. Is Milbala Hotzonin telling me that once the Malva gives money to the Lova, it's Shel HaLova? Or is Milbala Hotzonin telling me that it's not Shel HaLova, it's Birshus HaLova? He has his Chos Hishtamshus. Nafkamina, first of all, if a Yisroel is Malva Moos to the guy and the guy drops it, and another Yisroel finds it, is that Avedas Yisroel or is it Avedas Nakam? Is it Avedas HaMalva or Avedas HaLova? If Milva LaHotzonina tells me that the money is Shel HaLova, then it's Avedas Akum. If Milva LaHotzonina tells me that it's only Bershus HaLova, it's Shel Yisroel, it's Avedas Yisroel. And the second Nafkamina is there a concept of Halach? According to Rav Sheshes, who holds Halach as Potter, Rav Priya argues with the whole thing, but according to Rav Sheshes, who holds Halach as Potter, is there a din of Halach even by Milva? Halach changes something that's Eino Bershuso into Bershuso. Would I say that by Milva? Or would I say that Milva LaHotzonina tells me that it's not even Shel HaMalva, so Halach is not going to complete the job and make it Shel HaMalva? This can help us explain Rashi. We had a kash on Rashi. Why does Rashi learn that the Mada Omer Milva Lav LaHotzonina holds that the Lova Taka can't use up the money? He has to put it into an iska. What kind of a strange idea is that? He has to put it into an iska, he can't use the money. Don't we assume that money is to be used? What's more, what's this concept that he has to put it into an iska so that the malva will be able to be toveh him b'chol zman sheyirtzeh? You can't be toveh b'chol zman sheyirtzeh. The answer is Rashi's milva lahotzonitna forced him into a position in milva lav lahotzonitna. You see, the Tosus Rid is sitting pretty. The Tosus Rid says milva lahotzonitna means what? Right? What does milva lahotzonitna mean according to the Tosus Rid? What does it mean? Help me. The money is what? The money is Shel HaLova. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha with that money because if she's the Lova, because Mekadosh and Dovah Shem HaShalom. Milva Lav LaHotzonina, now according to the Rid, is what? It's only Birshus HaLova. He has his Chos Hishtamshus. Birshus HaLova. What was Rashi saying? Rashi learned that Milva LaHotzonina means what? It's Birshus HaLova. It's not Shel HaLova. It still belongs to the Malva. It's Birshus HaLova. So Rashi was up a creek without a paddle. He didn't know what to say in the Manda Amar Milva Lav LaHotzonina. What's less than that? It's not Birshus HaLova? He can't use it? So he said, yeah. There's a way to explain that. That he can't use it up. He has to be Mamed if Be'iska. That's the whole point. He has to be Mamed if Be'iska. The Manda Amar Milva Lav LaHotzonina says that you can't use it up because then when the Zman HaPiron comes, maybe you won't have any money to pay back. But if you put it into an Iska, then we know you'll have something to pay back. You'll pay back the Iska. That's the Machlokas. Rashi felt compelled to learn that Milva Lav LaHotzonina means that Yutaka can't use up the money. The Lova has to be Mamed Be'iska. Because Rashi's Milva LaHotzonina is the Tosus Rid's Milva Lav LaHotzonina. So Rashi was forced into a strange position in Milva Lav LaHotzonina. Tosus Rid says Milva LaHotzonina means that when you give money to the Lova, it becomes Shel HaLova. Milva Lav LaHotzonina means that it's only Birshus HaLova. So you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. If you hold Milva Lav LaHotzonina, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with the Moos, because there's still Shel HaMalva. Right? There's still Shel HaMalva, but if the Milva LaHotzonina, then you can't be Mekadosh with the Moos. Right? The Tosus Rid felt that if Milva Lav LaHotzonina, you can be Mekadosh with the Moos because they're Shel HaMalva. You're giving the Bailus of Shalom. And Rashi says, no. If Milva LaHotzonina, that means it's Birshus HaLova, and you can't be Mekadosh with the Moos. You're giving the Bailus of Shalom? So what? But you're not giving her extra ability to use the item. So asked Rashi, what's Milva Lav LaHotzonina going to mean? If Milva LaHotzonina already means that it's only Birshus HaLova, so how can Milva Lav LaHotzonina be less than that? He says it must be that you have to be Mamed Be'iska. That's the Machlokas Tanaim. Those are the two opinions according to Rashi. Okay? Tomorrow we're going to have to use
the arsenal that we developed today, all the ideas that we developed today, and now we have to plug back into Rashi on that book. Now look back at Rashi on that book, both the first Rashi in the Sugya and the later Rashi in the Sugya, where he talks about Shalom and Birshuso. Figure out how Rashi is learning the Sugya on that book, and we'll continue.